Good morning and welcome to our Planet Time. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, that it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As we take in the next few deep breaths, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. And take in the energizing, new, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently spread the breath. Paying attention now to the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. And just for a moment, offer it gratitude for all that it does without you consciously directing. Hold. Gently. As we take our first and final deep breath in, let us be cognizant and conscious for the next 9 or 10 minutes that we are consciously choosing to green with the ground of being God in us. Inhale. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 62 from Psalms for Praying and Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Little. For you alone my soul waits in silence. From the beloved comes my salvation, enfolding me with strength and steadfast love. My faith shall remain firm. Yet, how long will fear rule my life, holding me in its grip like a trembling child, a dark and lonely grave? Fear keeps me from living fully, from sharing my gift. It takes pleasure in imprisoning my soul. Fear pretends to comfort, so long as it dwells within me. Truly, it's my enemy. For you alone my soul waits in silence. My hope is from the beloved, enfolding me with strength and steadfast love. My faith shall remain firm. In the silence rests my freedom and my guidance. For you, are the heart of my heart. You speak to me in the silence. Trust and love at all times. O people, pour out your heart to the beloved, let silence be a refuge for you. Being of a low estate is but a sigh. Being of a high estate is misleading. In the balance, either high or low is of little consequence. They are gone in one breath. Riches, whether obtained by right or through extortion, rarely lead to naught but greed. Set not your heart on them. Once you have spoken, twice have I heard. Our potential gift belongs to you. To you, O beloved, belongs our faithful love. For you render to us all that we offer to you. Fear begets fear, love begets love. For you alone my soul waits in silence. From the beloved comes life, love, and light. Let us take a moment like the psalmist to let our soul wait in silence.
It does not think that we are being fearful. But I see and hear grace for all of that.
Oh, divine beloved. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence this time, knowing that as we begin this Advent time, a time of waiting, a time of deepening into your presence, a time of more communion with you, that our hearts and minds wait on the coming of the earth. Awareness of the Christ thus, the Christ consciousness, the Christ life. At this time, let us surrender the fears, the worries, the doubts, the concerns. And know that truly our soul waits in silence and listens with your still small voice. That ever guides, that ever directs, that ever reveals what our spirit needs when we have need of it. Let us not let this time be one of busyness in the outer world, but of busyness in the inner world. So we know that when we come into the closet, as our teacher told us, our soul and our spirit is truly fed. We are truly fortified, nurtured, and nourished. Divine beloved, divine just being, source of all blessings. There is so much happening in our world. There is so much happening in each country. Too much to even try and name. But as we are in the presence of that which is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient, we know the needs of each and every part of your creation. And so we surrender everything to you, asking that firstly you touch our hearts and purify our hearts, that it may be filled overflowing with peace, with compassion, with kindness, with love. That as we embrace these qualities that we experience and express them first for ourselves, extending them out to our family and friends, our community, our mission, our work. Divine, beloved, Mother, Father, God, ground us being. As we come to you this morning, knowing that our spirit is refreshed, our soul is renewed, that we can go forth this day, doing whatever is ours to do, expressing the allness that you are in all our interactions. Mother, Father, God, for your infinite grace, your eternal blessings, and your endless blessings, we are ever, ever grateful. So it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phone for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasing.
Eternal and unceasing.
Take a deep breath. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.